It's Tuesday, September 13th, and you're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. This is show number 99. We're one show away from the 100th show. Please strap in. We got a heck of a show for you tonight. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Aloha, everyone.
This is the Geek News Central Podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume. Because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central Podcast.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am Todd Cochran, your host, and you are listening to the Geek News Central Podcast. Hey, everyone, and hello to all of the long-term subscribers. Thanks for staying subscribed and being with us, and also welcome to all of the new Odeo listeners. I was just informed this evening that we are a featured site on Odeo.com this week, so we're pretty happy about that. So make sure you get over to Odeo and check that out. They've got the show linked up on the main site. And I think there's also, of course, a great number of other featured podcasts on there, along with the in the Roundup. We're actually in the Roundup, the Odeo Roundup this week. So there's a lot of other tech shows that are listed in there, and I would encourage you to check all those out as well. If you're a new listener to the Geek News Central podcast, we want to make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all the great content over there. Make sure you click on the podcast link to find all of the older shows. And along with that, you'll want to make sure that you subscribe to the mailing list, because on the next show, those that are subscribed to the mailing list are going to be eligible to win prizes in our 100th show giveaway. And boy, have I got a list of stuff to talk about tonight and what we're going to be giving away. So you go over there, and on a Geek Navigation and Podcast Newsletter, you can subscribe to either of the newsletters. It doesn't matter which. If you want to just get the newsletter announcement only, or if you want to get the be in the interactive newsletter, you can subscribe to that. Now, I know I've had a few comments from some of you saying that the email that you've been getting for me has been displaced and you haven't been able to read it. So I'm looking into that to figure out what's going on. Those of you that are getting the email with the – it shows the Geek News Central website with the podcast announcement and the show notes. If it's off-center and it doesn't look exactly as it does on the website, please send me an email. Let me know which email client you're using so that we can get that fixed, because it, you know, someone sent me a screen capture of it, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Did not look good, but you can send that info to geeknews@gmail.com. Otherwise, I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend and a good day back at work. I know that I did. You know, I'll be very honest with you. August and September are my busiest months of the year, culminating here at the end of the week with some activities. And actually, one of our long-term listeners figured out what I'm going to be doing on the 15th and 16th. So some of you may be able to figure it out, but definitely the 100th show, I think right now, is probably going to be put together on the 17th, on the Saturday, the 17th, just because I do not think I'm going to be able to record on, well, I know I'm not going to be able to record on Thursday night, unless I'm able to put something together Thursday morning. It all depends on the schedule. But look for the 100th show to come out on Saturday. It's going to be same great content, just for a one time that is, you know, wouldn't you know it, the 100th show is going to fall on a day that I absolutely can't record on. It's kind of like Christmas every year. September 15th, 16th is one of those days I just can't miss. Hey, got a lot of info tonight, and I want to get to it, of course, real quickly. I do want to discuss some things are going on with the Podcaster News Network over at podcasternews.com. Of course, the website's not available yet, but we've had a couple of meetings with our prospective podcasters, shown them kind of a rough beta of the site, and we hope to be in full beta here on September 1st. We're really excited about that. But we're looking, our staff, we're looking for a couple of people. If you have a no-kidding marketing job during the day, if you work in advertising and marketing during the day, you need to send me an email to geeknews@gmail.com and basically send me your credentials. And we're looking for a marketing person. Along with that, we're looking for a program director. And program director is going to be kind of someone that's going to be working really closely with our podcasters. So we're excited about that, and we're looking for those two positions. But we want someone that has done program director work before, whether it be in traditional radio, has produced something online, you know, whatever it may be. And you need good organizational skills to fill those positions. And let us know that you're interested, and we'll talk to you about what it's all about. Along with that, I'm looking for some weblog developers to work with us for another possible project. And this project would be pretty intense project if it all comes together. And you need, obviously, you need RSS skills. You're going to need weblog and Perl skills. So let us know if you are a developer, and including graphic artists and whole nine yards. Adam Curry did mention that he is going to be attending Podcast Expo, and he's apparently going to be there to accept his award from the Podcast Awards. So I'm excited about that. And I guess it was on the last podcast. I have not listened to his latest show, but our sponsor over there, Financial Content, is sent him a little bit of a promo of some sort, of some tantalizer, saying, "Come on down and get your award." So I guess he's going to be there. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. Okay, also, I don't know if I told you guys about this or not, but I have been honored here in the state of Hawaii, where I'm going to be a recipient of a 2005 High Tech Leader Award. It's going to be given out on the 25th of September. I'm quite humbled, to be honest with you, to be a recipient of it. The state gives out a limited number of those awards, and it is done by a commercial firm, but they go through and having people that are submitted and et cetera. But I will be attending an award ceremony on the 25th to pick that up. And it's all revolving everything around podcasting. And I tell you what, it wouldn't have been possible with all of you continuing to be listening and supporting the show. And I really do appreciate that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about listener appreciation on show 100. And we are definitely going to give away some cool prizes. And I'm going to go through those prizes here in a few minutes. But the first thing I want to do right now is I want to save you some money by making a name for yourself at GoDaddy.com. Reserve your place on the net with your own .com or other domain name. And now at GoDaddy, each domain name includes economy email, a $9.95 value, free. That's your own personalized email account. Plus, my listeners get an additional 10% off on any order. Just enter Geek3, that's GEEK, and the number 3 as your source code. And thanks for GoDaddy for being the continued sponsor here at the Geek News Central podcast. Okay, what do we have for giveaway prizes? Wow, I'm going to start through the list. Andrew Darlow from www.imaginginfo.com is giving away a consulting package. And we're going to be putting the information up on that consulting package on the 100th show with a lot of info on what you're going to get with that. Along with that, Dan from the Reverse Engineers is a music group that we have been highlighting here in the show on a regular basis, is giving away 5 CDs that are already autographed, that I have them in my possession. Along with that, a website, artagogo.com/blog, is giving away 1 item from their cafe press. Our sponsor, GoDaddy.com, is going to be giving away 5 t-shirts, plus they're going to be giving 1 $100 gift certificate. Okay, now, what am I going to be giving away here at Geek News Central myself? What is my ante in this whole bit? All right, what I'm going to be giving away is an iPod Nano. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give an iPod Nano away, 4 gigabytes. And so one of you lucky listeners are going to get an iPod Nano. Along with that, I'm going to give away 5 domain registrations, of course, at GoDaddy, and that's going to be paid for by me. Along with that, we're going to be giving away 2 one-minute podcast promos, or actually 2 two-minute podcast promos. So if you're a company or you are running your own whatever it may be. It can be an advertisement, you name it. We're gonna give you some spotlight time. And additionally, I'm going to do at least one 5-minute interview with a podcaster that is up and coming and just doing a new show. And that one's going to be a tricky one to give away because I don't know who's a podcaster and who aren't in the mailing list. Now, I do have a couple of more things that are in the prize lineup. But the way it looks like right now, we've got, see here, 150, 250, 300, 400, about $600 worth of prizes to give away for our 100th show. And I want to thank everyone that is contributing to basically the prize fund. And I missed an email, and I sent an email out today to one of our listeners who offered up an item. And when I get her email reply, I missed it. And it was one of those that slipped through my hundreds of emails coming in. And Fran, I apologize for missing your email. You should have something in your inbox. See, we're at 11 minutes. Let's talk about GoToMeeting. Hey, folks, you've got to check out GoToMeeting. Why? Because you can hold meetings right over the net from anywhere. Plus, you can hold all the meetings you want for one flat rate. Try it free for 30 days. No, you don't need a credit card to get started. Just visit gotomeeting.com/tech-roundtable. That's gotomeeting.com/tech-roundtable to get your free trial now. Okay, along with that, we have got a great lineup coming up for our September 24th promotion, our live event over at techpodcast.com. We've got at least two people lined up to do, they're going to be included in the speaking engagement. It's going to be a great, great a live event. I'm going to say it's going to be the best that one we've produced so far just because of everything that's coming together on that. Techpodcast.com. You can find a link on the main page there to sign up for that event. Make sure you don't miss it. This is going to be a podcaster event. If you're thinking about doing a podcast, you're not going to want to miss that. I have some listener email to go through tonight, as always. The first one was from William, and he said that he had a WAV file back in the day that said, and this is in response to definitions of what a geek is, and then we talked about this on the last show. He says, in that WAV file said, a nerd is someone whose life revolves around computers and technology, but a geek is someone whose life revolves around computers and technology and likes it that way. I'm definitely in that category. Great definition, William. Thanks for the email. Got an email from Mark that talks about some cool technology that he found that talks about a product called iButtons. I will link that up in the show notes and let you guys take a look. Along with that, I got an email from Dan. He says that he thanks for the information and thanks for taking a stand about all the problems that are being created by the program called AdCalls, the Voice IP product that we talked about in the last show. I highly recommend you stay away from this application, okay, folks? AdCalls is probably one that you're not going to want to have loaded on your computer, in my opinion. Okay, also, I got a message from Rob, and Rob says he was confused over my lack of enthusiasm for the iPod Nano, and he's thinking that I may have made a mistake on my impressions of it. And, you know, I think Rob brings out some good points, and I think I have slowly turned towards liking the iPod Nano, and, you know, it looks pretty cool. Let's admit that. And he admits he basically says he goes to the gym all the time, he works nights, and it's basically the devices would take a lot of abuse, and it looks like the iPod Nano is going to be perfect for those that are jogging and is at work and have to have something small. And I agree. So I think that this, probably the iPod Nano is probably going to be a pretty, we're already seeing it, it's going to be a great seller. And he does agree, though, that the iTunes phones is I'm not going to state what he says it was, but he doesn't think it has much of a future either. Got an email from Simon, and Simon is basically talking about appreciate the coverage of the Hurricane Katrina disaster, and he was disappointed here on show 98 that the folks that were turned to, basically the radios weren't able to be handed out in the Astrodome there in Houston. It was pretty sad, and unfortunately, I don't think there was any resolution to that. As far as the donations go, a lot of you have continued to send in donations. I don't have a grand total. I think it's up at like another $54, I think, is what came in over the last two or three days. So I think we're up to 200 and some dollars. I have 100 and some in the, actually a little more than that, 140, I guess, then in the kitty that we need to, about 100 in the kitty that we need to distribute. So I think everyone's about donated out, so we'll probably queue that money up and make sure we get it to the shelters that we had worked with. Along with that, I got a email from Eric, and he said he didn't understand why I thought no one would want a GPS phone, and he basically says he believed it's the primary reason is for 911 emergency location service, and I think it goes a little deeper than that, and I have an idea why people want GPS in their phones, and it's probably a good feature, and part of it boils down to, you got a map, application on your phone, you're able to walk around and say, okay, give me directions to here, and you'll be able to find places. So I think that is pretty powerful. Of course, there's a lot of third-party stuff that could be tied to that too. So we'll see. We'll see what happens as these phones come on the market. Also got a message from Haley. Haley, why don't you give me a call on Skype? We'll talk about your idea, and he's got some ideas for a show that he wants to put together, and let's talk about it. Okay, so give me a jingle, and we'll work on it. Also got a message from Scott on podcast direction. I'm going to put his link up in the show notes where he talks about his thoughts on the direction of podcasting. Got an email message from Khan, and he was able to play a video in his iPod. And he's linked me to an AVI file that has this information. And Khan, when you sent it to me, I downloaded it. I did a virus scan check on it, of course, as I do on any video that we download. Not that I don't trust you, but I just do it. And when I loaded the AVI file, I could hear your audio just fine, but I couldn't get the video. So either I'm missing an encoding, a codec or something. Let me know what that's encoded in. Oh, it's video codec XVID. So I don't think I've got that loaded. I need to get it. So any of you that want to watch this video, it's an XVID video codec, 23 megs, and I'll have the link in the show notes. Got a message from, or an email from Charles, and he talks, oh, Charles, your promo is going to be played today, okay? So it'll be at the end of the show. Also, John's got a question for everyone here. And he says, I think I'm following what you want to do, but maybe we can get the group out here to help. And I'm going to read the email to you. Hey, Todd, I wonder if you could direct me to where to find help for a work dilemma. At work, I dispatch and load trucks all night, and I'm working on a computer system there for my personal use. Quotes, kinda. The hardware is an issue, nor is the operating system. What I'm looking to do is to be able to keep a nightly log of the trucks I load in the log. I want there to be a link from the customer's name to a file which will contain a map. The maps will be entered as I get them. So basically, I think this is where the truck updates, where the truck's position is. And he says, I mess around with Excel, but really don't know anything about it. If anyone have links from Excel spreadsheets to address book, which include maps, it may work. I welcome any ideas or insights on this. And I don't know if he's going to be creating maps for the trucks or what it may be exactly. But if anyone has any experience in this, let me know, and I'll point you towards John so that we can get you guys hooked up, and maybe we can find a solution for him. Something that's commercial or something that maybe can be designed from the ground up. Also, I got, and it's a final email tonight. Actually, this is the next to the last email. I got a message from Bruce, and Bruce has just launched a couple of podcasts from reading my book, but he questions why in chapter 12 that I recommend that people do not hand code their RSS files. John, Bruce, if you're actually going in and typing those in the computer, your probability of making a mistake is very high. You know, I'm not saying that you can't do it. Why make all the unnecessary work? Use one of the tools that we have recommended in the book to actually, it's a computer program that you can use and preload all the values, and it will create the RSS file for you. You absolutely do not need a web log to create a podcast, but I don't know if I would go with hand coding all the time. please verify using Feed Validator at feedvalidator.org to make sure that your feeds are validating. If they're not, that you could lose listeners because maybe if the feed doesn't validate, the podcatcher application won't pick it up. Also, I have gotten a bunch of email from those of you who tell me where to hook my wife up with the Japanese iTunes so she can look at the Japanese selections. All of them were great ideas. We've got it. She's able to get into the Japanese directory just fine. Much kudos for everybody, Kevin included. Thank you very much. Okay, we're at 20 minutes. I got a pile. Great content tonight. And let's see. Let me look at my show notes real quick. Covered that. Okay, we're good. All right. Of course, the big news of the day. And if you haven't heard about this, you have been sleeping underneath a rock because it was on every news site that was tech or non-tech today. Skype sold to eBay. $2.6 billion in initial half cash, half stock with a performance option all the way out to $4.1 billion. Huge, 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 huge deal. There's been mixed reaction around the blog sphere, including financial circles. But apparently eBay had the money, and they're making $1 billion a year. Did you know that? They're putting $1 billion a year in the bank. Amazing. Simply amazing. But this one will set them back a few years in their corporate structure. So we'll see what happens. Definitely we're going to be able to use PayPal to to pay for Skype credits. That's for sure in the future. So, and there are some privacy concerns that are going around too. I saw some articles about Skype and their encryption system and eBay and PayPal and privacy and the whole nine yards. We'll see. But just before the show, I got a call from John out in Pennsylvania. It was 2 a.m. his time. You know, the connection was clear as day. It was better than if I'd been on a telephone. I'm not kidding you. It was that good. You know, sometimes it's not, but that connection was. And we're both amazed at the quality of the connection. So we'll see what happens. You know, I did a search. I was one of my search queries came up with an article on the RIAA that I'm going to talk about later. But what I was amazed with is I have a personal blog that I really never, ever write to. And some of you may go to it once in a while, but I very rarely write to my personal blog. I have one that's private that I write to. It's more for my kids and my wife, and it's kind of a diary type of thing. But I was over on a site called DVD Recorder News. It was an RIA article that they linked to that I'll talk about later in the show. But here is some related post. And believe it or not, he's got my personal weblog on this show notes thing. And it's like one of the few times my personal site's been linked to. And why? I don't know. It was a post on my book. And I have no clue on why he was in there. But you know, it's just amazing. You know, you don't expect to see a link to one of your sites on someone else's site on an unrelated topic. Pretty strange, to say the least. So maybe because I talk about the RIAA, somehow that got cross-linked in Technorati or Google or something, and that was pulled in automatically. All right, how many of you have kids that are aspiring? You know, how many of you have kids that just want to, every time you get the video camera out, it's like, Dad, can I use the camera? Can I use the camera? Please. I'm sure all of you that have video cameras and have kids have heard it. And you, of course, you tepidatiously give it to them and you're like you want to hold the strap because you're afraid they're going to drop it. Well, they have a school-friendly, a real low-res camera by Mattel. It's $80, 320 by 240 resolution. That's real high res, folks. Okay. And it has a 15 frame per second recording rate with, get this, a 32 megabyte built-in memory expandable to 512 via an SD memory card. So it's got a 2.0 digital zoom. So great starter thing for your kids if you want to really, you know, this actually might be kind of cool for your kids to go around and make little videos and stuff. So, check it out if you want to get your kids involved and get them started early. And for $80, can't go wrong. Make a great birthday or Christmas present. Really great birthday present. Obviously, depends on how much money, a little cool little item for you. And of course, it comes with some video editing software, etc. So there's a link for you that are looking to get your kids hooked up. All right, I just love sometimes some companies come out with the coolest stuff, and this is an ongoing another iteration of a product that is a Linksys router for a Vodafone PCM CIA card. So the cable companies, not the cable companies, the wireless companies hate these things because basically it is a PCM CIA card that you would use for your laptop to get broadband service. Well, what they have done is you slide that card into a router, and then four or five people can use that same connection that you're going to pay with, like, Verizon now. You're going to pay $60 a month, long as you have their service already. So here is a, and for those of you that live in those areas that have that high speed, of course, it is a limited service area for the high, very, very high speed connections, but pretty cool. So I'll let you check this out. It was an article on Engadget. Now, the wife and I called T-Mobile. It looks like my plan does expire on the 28th of this month. We are about 97% positive we're switching to Verizon. Now, of course, the wife just wants a plain Jane phone, but of course, being the geek, I kind of want a little better phone. So those of you that are on Verizon, why don't you let me know which phones you have and which ones you really like, okay? And if you don't think I should be going to Verizon, talk me out of it. Tell me why I shouldn't be on their service. And I'll be honest with you, my mom's on it, my sister's on it, free long distance between Verizon customers. That was kind of what pushed us over the edge on picking Verizon. But on the 28th of this month, I will become a Verizon customer. So that wasn't a commercial. That's just a personal thing I'm doing, okay? All right. In Microsoft Watch, have you guys heard that the Microsoft Vista version is going to have 7 SKUs? In other words, there's going to be 7 versions of Windows Vista. Now, they're saying it could be as high as 20. Can you imagine that, having 20 Windows Vista selections to choose from? You know, now is it going to be like beginner, medium, home experience, you know, technical, you know, this full spread. Was there going to be like a $20 price range difference between each version? What are they thinking about? They're going to have everyone totally confused, but quote unquote, nothing has been decided yet, but they have already got 7 SKUs listed. Okay, today is supposed to be Patch Tuesday, but no patch is going to be released. Microsoft has pulled the patch for this month. Apparently there were some security reasons, and they must have found a hole in their actual patch before the release time. So it has been it's been delayed, so it will not be on the street, folks. So no need to worry about getting a get your auto update tomorrow for those of you that are Windows users. Interesting comment by Steve Jobs on the iPod Nano details. He was quoted as saying that he would have been heartbroken if the iPod Nano's details had been leaked. Now, I'm surprised. You know, people knew that there was something was coming, but no one got this one. No one really did. And I think everyone was pretty surprised. Of course, with the way Apple's been taking people to court when they find out about these rumors, the you know, especially the Macintosh rumor sites, they've been pretty aggressive with that. So I think those guys are probably running just a tad scared. All right, hey, there's a great article on the iPod Nano over at Ars Technica, and they basically destroyed this thing. They went through it. First of all, they have a 4-page article that talks about the usage, and they talk about the how it's all packaged and what it comes with. They show some pictures, and then they go to the next level. Then they talk about a stress testing and throwing it up in the air and dropping it and driving over it with a car and basically taking it to the point of where it will not work anymore. Then they do an autopsy on it and open it up and show you the guts. So if you want to check out what's inside the iPod Nano, please do so. The thing that I was, being an electronics geek, working with a lot of electronics parts, especially eye-level stuff, working down deep at the component level from time to time, I was totally amazed with the with what they have done with the actual button feature and how they design the clicker button. I had heard that there was a lot of work that went into that. That was the hardest part of that manufacturing process. And but just by the pictures they put up on the internet, I can see why it was an engineer's nightmare. But amazing design, and obviously a lot of engineering went into it. And of course, Apple, world famous for doing that with all their cool products. Okay, those of you that are into Identity 2, there is a movie called Identity 2.0. It was presented at OzCon this year, and he's the presenter. Dick Hart has turned it in. He turned it into a movie, and this is a movie well worth viewing if you've got any interest in identity. So I'll put the link up to where I found this at over on Winley's Technomateria. So I guess I pronounced that incorrectly, but that's way it goes. Okay, as we talked about on this website some weeks ago, and of course this was being hid from the general public, there's a new site out that you're all going to want, all of you geeks are going to get out there and check out. This is probably the, of course we've had this linked up before, but this is the website of the day. It's at tech.memorandum.com, tech.memorandum.com. The link will be up in the show notes. This is going to be a cool, cool site. And it basically tracks what geeks are talking about in the blog sphere. And it does it on a real-time basis. Stuff moves up and down during the day on what's important and what's not. You're going to want to set your RSS reader up on this to refresh on a regular basis. I've got mine set to refresh every 30 minutes on this particular feed. And it's basically going to allow you to keep track of what's going on a daily basis. It's being swore by a bunch of people. People are saying it's totally awesome. So make sure you, this is, it'll be a hot item that I'll have linked in the show notes that you're going to want to check out. If no other article tonight that you look at, this is the one you're going to want to really pay attention to. This is a site that's worth paying attention to. Now, if politics is your gig, they've got a page for politics too. So you can get a little tech, get a little politics at the same site. All right, there is an article out over at techcrunch.com. It says the top 10 things you can do to get blogged. And I, you know, this is basically what you can do to get people blogging about you. And I'm just going to read through these real quick. It says build a great company, approach bloggers directly, be persistent, start your own blog. 5, be humble, which is good. And it is important. Don't, you know, people do not like someone that is sporty and bragging all the time. So be humble, be confident, be descriptive of your product or service. Tell a story. I love to tell stories. And when someone has a story that I can tell, just like on this show, I like to tell a story. Don't hide information and don't be a jerk. So I think those are pretty good rules. And there's a lot of commentary. A lot of people have commented about this. And good advice for those of you wishing to get attention by bloggers, techcrunch.com. And this is a site that I'm starting to see more and more articles come out of that are being linked to. Had to really sit back and think a little bit about an article I read over on Doc Searle's website that talks about customer service. And apparently Doc had a credit card that was the victim of either identity theft. He hasn't quite figured it out yet, but the credit card's mailing address got changed to a parking lot in another city, and for the last couple of months, bills have been going to that parking lot. Along with that, there was some charges ran up on it. So Doc's trying to get to the bottom of how his mailing address and everything was changed for his cards. Now, I've actually turned off billing for a couple of my, or actually paper bills for some of my bills, and get everything via email. And I do have reminders. Typically, what I've done, if I've got that set up where I'm only getting a paper, or actually getting an email now from the company, I take note of when the email comes. If it comes on a specific day of the month, they usually send that every same day of every month. So what I've done is I've made a little task to remind myself to look for that email, and it basically I don't dismiss it until I get the email and it shows up. So that's one way I kind of track my email bills, so I make sure that they're coming in and I'm reviewing them. Those of you that are still getting a lot of paper bills, I encourage you to do the same thing on a calendar, or even in your, you can even do this in Outlook. If your bill comes on a certain day, you know, if that bill from AT&T or Verizon or whoever it may be comes on a certain day, it typically comes within 2 or 3 days, depending on the mail, around that period. So you do the same thing to yourself. Set that up and look for it. And when that bill comes, then dismiss that task that you have set up in Outlook that basically assures that you've gotten your paper bill. Okay, and that's going to, it's going to help protect you and make sure that if someone's, you know, done one of these deeds. But he went through quite a little process here, and I'm going to link up the article. You all can read it. And this identity theft is getting bad, bad, bad. Okay, there was a pretty amazing event that happened in the astronomy world today. Astronomers have identified the most distant ever gamma ray burst. It was a cosmic event that took place when the universe was a mere 900 million years old, less than 7% of its present age. Pretty cool read. How these scientists figure all this stuff out is just beyond the IQ level that I have, to be honest with you. But those of you who are into astronomy, I'm sure you've already heard about this, but make sure you check out the link in the show notes. Now, in a move by the Chinese government, which kind of disturbs me a little bit, they are blocking Skype and voice IP calls. So they are basically making people go through their wireline companies, and basically people have to pay the high charges. Plus, guess what? The government can control that, track it, record it easily. So there, you know, the government is blocking voice IP. So why don't those of you that are out there doing development work and this kind of stuff, think of a way where we can basically help Chinese citizens or those that are willing, want to basically bypass the government's blocks, figure out a way for them to get around that. And let's promote and push that information out. If you've got that, if you got any ideas, let me know, and I'll do everything I can to help those people in China still, you know, get out there and get news and get connected to the rest of the world and not be cut off by that government. Okay, there's a phone by Motorola that's a polite phone, and it's actually their naming is a safety phone, I guess. And basically, this phone can detect when a phone is parked or cruising or in complex driving situations, and the phone reacts accordingly. If you're parked, it lets any phone calls come in. If you're driving, it only allows your phone to ring if it's an A-list person that you really want to talk to. And different situations will allow it to ring or send people to voicemail. I think this is good. I really do. And I think they're smart about it, and it will... Obviously, I hope none of you are driving with your phones up on your ear. I hope if you are talking on the phone while you're driving, you're using a hands-free device. But be careful out there, okay? All right, how many of you are using Netflix out there? Apparently, they've done real well this year. They're going to be showing a good profit, and the number of people subscribing to their service is dramatically up. I have never used Netflix, but I've been hearing great things about it. And I think part of the reason I haven't used it is simply because of the mail delay here in Hawaii. But from the word I'm getting is that they have multiple distribution points all over the United States. So no matter where you're at, when you drop stuff in the mail, it gets to them really, really quick. So if you have not tried Netflix yet, it looks like they are making substantial gains on the... a traditional video rental places, and at a, you know, it's a subscription-based thing, so you're not really, you know, no late fees and all that stuff. And if you watch a lot of videos, like to watch new DVDs, check Netflix out. Looks like they're doing very well, and their business model is solidifying. Okay, I had to laugh today. There was a ZDNet article that talks about the best Wintel how-to advice, and the answer was get a Mac. And I'm not really going to go into the article here. I'll link it up in the show notes, but I wanted to relate a story quickly. This weekend, I went over to one of my previous coworkers' house and had dinner with them, had a great time, checked out they're in a new beautiful house here in Hawaii. And he's done just amazing work out in the yard. And he's talking about, says, I've got some spyware on my computer. And I'm like, what? And he's a geek, you know, and he's got antivirus, he's got a firewall, he's got spyware protection, the whole nine yards on the PC, and yet he says, I've got an infection. So, okay, being the guy that I am, let's go check it out. did some Google searching. We figured out pretty quickly what it was, did some Google searches to get it removed, and for the life of me, and I spent probably an hour in front of this computer. He had everything that he was supposed to have on the PC, yet he got slammed. Now, it's probably one of his kids got drug into clicking on a link or something, and some software got installed. And then whenever that happens, you know how it's just almost impossible to get some of those things out. So, you know, he says, what am I going to do? And I offhand said, well, you can get a Mac. And his jaw about dropped on the floor because he couldn't believe I suggested that. And he's a big PC guy. But it's terrible. It is just terrible, some of the stuff that's out there. So, you know, educate your kids. Tell them don't click on that stuff. And if you've got young kids that just click, 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 click on everything, get them one of them cheap $299 computers that are on sale every once in a while. And let them use that. And then have a gold disc and then slick it every month if they mess it up. Okay. PC World is reporting that there is a Firefox flaw. It's pretty critical. You're going to want to patch Firefox, okay? I'm going to link this up in the show notes. It's a critical buffer overflow vulnerability in the Firefox browser, and it was made. Information was made available last Friday, and there's a somewhat of a software patch with instructions for a workaround on how to disable the buggy Firefox feature. So make sure that you get over here to PC World and check this out. Especially, I know all of you are using Firefox, okay? Remember last show we talked about how data is going to be, you know, expiring, how if you got CDs now that you're not going to be able to read in 20 years. Well, it looks like the National Archives are really concerned about this too. And they have signed a contract with Lockheed Martin for $308 million to figure out how to prevent this data from not being readable in out years. So a lot of people are thinking about that. So I thought it was ironic that we talked about that in the last couple of shows. And, you know, NASA is having problems now with some of the data that they have. You know, they'd back stuff up to tape and all the spec was on paper. But just over time, this stuff has gotten lost. So, you know, it may not be as critical for you and I, but those of you that are in big companies and stuff, it should be something that's dear to your heart and close on your mind to be looking at, okay? So if the National Archives is worried about it, so should you. Okay, it looks like over on USA Today, they've got a great article on fraud reveals working of internet theft. And this is about phishing, and that's with a phishing, phishing attacks. It's where people basically send you emails, say, hey, your account has been goofed up. You need to go over to PayPal and do a credit card verification. You know, those emails that we all get every day from supposed banks that we are members of, etc. But this reporter was able to get into one of the servers that was collecting that information. A lot of good, shocking and insightful information here, and it should make all of you very aware and to stay very persistent in watching out for this type of stuff, okay? So USA Today article, and of course it'll be in the show notes. There is if you're into sci-fi, there's a group of writers that are going to be releasing a new original sci-fi piece every day for a whole year. And it's over at 365 or 365tomorrows.com. Put the link in the show notes. Some cool, cool stories in here, okay? And they've got a syndication feed, so you can go ahead and subscribe to that. I really got to cruise. We're at 43 minutes, and I've still got material to talk to you about. Okay, Nick Bradbury is out of the hospital, and his surgery was a success. He has lost hearing to his left ear. The tumor was a little bit bigger than they expected. It was lucky they got in there and did it. Got it operated on. Of course, Nick Bradbury is the creator of Top Style and Feed Demon, the RSS aggregator that I use here. Make sure that you get over to Nick's site, drop him a content, especially if you're a Feed Demon user, and wish him well. He's got a little information about his ordeal. And we look forward to seeing Nick rejoin the community when he is better. And boy, I tell you, and Nick, if you're listening to the show, I know you do once in a while. It's a life-changing event, my friend, when you have surgery to the effect that you have had. And I know for myself personally, with my surgery I had last year in my spinal injury, it definitely gives you a different perspective. And it's kind of like you get a new lease on life. But I wish you the best, my friend, and hope that you get back on. You are in better health here shortly on the road to recovery, obviously. Okay. Did you guys notice your FM, and or do you, depends on if you listen to FM or AM, did you guys notice a noise on your radio over the last couple of days? Did you know that this solar storm has been pummeling the Earth? Apparently, the HF frequency bands on the sunlit side of the Earth have basically been almost completely disrupted because of this. And it was the fourth largest solar storm to be barraged against the Earth from the sun in the last 15 years. So we talked a little bit on the last show, but it continues with sporadic solar flares. So if you hear a little noise on your radio, it's probably what it is. It's the old sun throwing up some interference. Of course, the Progress cargo spaceship docked with the International Space Station on Saturday and delivered food and supplies to the International Space Station. Okay, what I got one. Oh, okay, I got one last article. This is one's a little older. And did you guys realize that the RIAA has topped over 14,000 lawsuits that they have managed to issue against people throughout the United States? But did you realize that they have met their 0.1% target of all estimated file shares? And if they continue going at the rate that they're going, that it's only going to take them to year 4,005 to sue all of the file sharers in America. So a little trivia information for you there at the end, a little shot at the RIAA, and let's all hope that they wake up and smell the roses someday. All right, 46 minutes, and show 99 is almost in the bag, folks. And next big show 100, and make sure you get over to the main website and subscribe to the mailing list. I know that people have been doing so in the hundreds per day, and I hope you all stay subscribed to the mailing list when you get done. We don't want you all to unsubscribe. We're keeping our fingers crossed that you're going to hang around. But we're going to have a great extravaganza for you on show 100. I look forward to bringing it to you. We're excited to hit this milestone, and we're going to kick it up a notch, as Eber would say, and have a lot of fun. But as always, please send your comments to geeknews@gmail.com. You can Skype me at Geek News Central. You also can send a call to the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365. And I want to hear from you on the voicemail hotline, okay? Tell us what you think about the show, you know, hoorahs or whatever for show 100. Lay it on thick. 619-342-7365 is the voicemail number. I want to thank all of you for staying subscribed and being with us. We hope you enjoyed the show. Show comments, send us whatever you think is worthy, or we need to bash us or whatever. Definitely lay it on the line, but we appreciate it. And for those of you that are podcasters out there, send me your promos to geeknewspromo@gmail.com, and we'll get them played. I've got three tonight. I had received a fourth one, but it had commercial music in it. I can't play commercial music, okay? Anything that has any commercial music in it is absolutely a no-no. I won't do it. Send me the promo again without commercial music in it, and I'll be more than happy to play it. All right, folks, aloha, and we'll play the promos for you. And of course, I'll have a quick word at the end.
It's a tough world out there for a geek. It's hard to enjoy the various entertainment mediums. Where's a geek to go when television is being overrun by reality shows? Where's a geek to go when they're on a limited budget and it's hard to sort through the crap that makes it to theaters? Where's a geek to go when he wants the latest in video game information? Where's a geek to go when she wants the latest news, rumors, and facts for the entertainment world?
If you suffer from public anxiety, mild depression, superiority complexes, you feel the need to sit in front of a computer or television screen for hours on end, does your family and friends criticize you for your habits and hobbies? If so, chances are you're a geek, plain and simple.
Hi, I'm Randy McKinney.
And I'm Wayne Porter.
We are the hosts of Geek Entertainment, and we are here for you. Visit us on the web at www.geekshow.us for all your entertainment needs.
Hi, I'm Charles Hodson at Predictionary.com. My Word a Day podcast delivers a daily dose of English etymology. After rooting around in dictionaries for years, I've come up with a long list of words with surprising histories. Each day, I talk for just a minute or two about a word that you thought you already knew. For example, on September 2nd, I talked about gossip. God in Godsib was quite literal, and, as in our word sibling, the sib meant relative. So that Godsib meant relative in God. So someone who was a gossip was someone who came to sponsor a child at their baptism, a godfather or a godmother, as gossip quickly lost its gender. The route from such a spiritual family friend to the exasperating cow who's always telling tales behind our back was really quite a simple one. A godparent is obviously a dear friend. But... oh, and back in June, I talked about honest and eccentric. My word for today is honest. When I married my wife, I made her an honest woman. Does that mean she was dishonest before? Usually these days, people think of an honest person. It has been said that rich people can be eccentric when the poor are merely crazy, and this was certainly true of Cooper. There you go. I have fun at Predictionary, and I hope you will too. Subscribe at www.predictionary.com or look for Predictionary on iTunes and learn something fun every day. That's Podictionary. Predictionary, where the pod and the dictionary come together.
Do you consider yourself a gadget geek? Have you ever dreamed up an electronic device that you wish existed but it doesn't? Well, why not build it? The Robo Tech Show podcast covers the tools and technologies you need to get started building your own electronic devices, robots, and more. The show is easy enough to grasp by the entry-level hobbyist and rich enough to compel an expert. Well, at least I like an expert opinion every now and then. I'm Mike Elliott, and as your host of the Robo Tech Show, I'll cover news and resources, learning lesson features, and in-depth product reviews related to robotics and microcontroller electronics. What could be more fun? Come on and learn with me. Visit the main website today at www.robotechshow.com, and we'll crank up the geek meter together.
All right, folks, that does it. We'll see you on show 100. It's going to be a wild one. And now you better be strapped in because we're going to have a lot of fun, all right? Aloha. We'll see you on 100 show. Bye-bye.